Russell Howard on Six.
It is, of course, Sunday the 30th of December.
Obviously.
In your time. This is a pre-record, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. What we're going to do, basically, John hit upon a very good scheme, which was essentially to do a review of the year, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, a look back, if you will. A reverential view.
Obviously, you'll be minus anything that happened in Christmas.
Well, what I've done, I've got five... It's like the news quiz. Do you remember the news quiz we used to before everyone at the BBC was a liar?
Yeah.
Back when you could say things and make things up and nobody minded.
What do you say to that, Mark?
Well, I'm out. Yeah, no argument.
Well, that's what happened. They clearly got in contact with him. Anyway, so it's kind of like the news quiz.
Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent. Good for you.
Thanks, Terry. Haven't you not got other stuff to be doing today? No.
He's doing an impression of you there.
Yeah, it's good, isn't
he? Yeah, he's very good. I'll ask him to do any other impression. Depression of me moaning. Go on, Terry, take it away. Very good.
Okay, fair enough. Can he do an impression of Denver the Last Dinosaur?
No, he could do a very good George Formby. Take it away, Terry.
Yes, sir, I'll be Emperor of Lancashire.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, yeah. Good view.
Skills.
That is good. Anyway, you don't see you, Terry.
You don't see any of his...
Boy!
See you, Terry. What are you playing there? Christmas song.
Oh, massive and cool, love Christmas.
Oh, Terry.
You know, it's a Christmas come once a year.
He's lost it. See you, Terry. Okay, yeah. Right.
Now what Christmas time, watch the girl,
Terry.
They're my bubble in a light. They're my bubble in a bubble.
He's really lost it.
That dude really loves Christmas.
Yeah, he does.
He really loves Christmas.
Cool. So basically, now that Terry's left, you can explain this quiz.
January to October.
Yes.
10 months, that is.
Yes.
Counting.
Yep.
5 questions each month.
Yep.
A question about the news from the month.
So hang on, have you put this quiz together?
I've put this quiz together. This is a John Richardson made and endorsed quiz. Right.
Oh, interesting.
Question on news, a question on sport, a question on music, a question from the Russell Howard show from that month.
Oh, okay.
And a potluck question. And that's 50 questions in all, and to make it exciting, for every question you get right, I will give £5 to cancer research.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'll do so. Everyone I get wrong, I'll...
You will give £5.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we should really do a thing where everyone that you get right, well, you'll get them all right because you wrote it, but everyone that I get right, you have to have a shot, but you're driving, so we can't do that.
No.
More's the pity.
And let's be honest, this isn't the month to be supplementing my alcohol intake.
That's a fair point.
I've had quite enough.
Okay, well, that's basically what's coming up. And, hang on. Terry, stop it. Animal Wogan. Do you hear him burp in there? Now, we're supposed to do this quiz. The only snag is we loaded in these sounds to say yes or no into the cart wall.
Well, let's keep them as a surprise.
Oh! They've just arrived. Oh, how exciting.
The magic of Christmas and New Year combined.
So when we get a question right, you'll hear this noise. When I get a question right, you'll hear this noise.
Correct. Well done, you.
That's the Scottish grannies. And when it's wrong, there's a far more angry pensioner from Scotland.
No!
So very different approaches.
Different,
there.
Yeah.
But the same lady.
Okay.
Well, let's start this. And obviously, you know, I'm going to... There's no time limit. We can wander. We can chat off the question.
We can chat about the question.
But at the end of it, there has to be a right or wrong.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And that's... It's kind of like society in that respect.
Okay.
Stuff will happen on the way, but at the end of it all, you decide whether it's right or wrong.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
So this is January now.
Right.
So get in January mode.
Okay.
Are you thinking January thoughts?
I am, yeah. Kill myself. There. I'm
good.
There.
Okay. Yeah. Or cook a stew, I sometimes think, in January.
Kill a stew.
So, January's first question, and
right.
This is from the news.
Okay, January Adam Hudson, do you want to take part as well?
I'll be your assistant.
You can be my quiz helper.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Producer Adam in the background.
Yeah.
So this is basically double teaming to fleece me out of money, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, so question one.
Okay.
Two countries joined the EU at the start of 2007.
Right.
Can you name either of them? And I've not said both, because this is for charity.
Fair enough.
But I've said either. And I can see Adam Hudson deep in thought.
Turkey.
Russell's gone with Turkey. Are you sure you're not thinking of Christmas?
Turkey.
That's incorrect.
And the other one?
Czech Republic.
That's incorrect. The two countries that joined...
I was going to say Bulgaria.
Bulgaria would have been correct.
Bugger.
Bulgaria and Romania were the two countries.
Interesting.
So I put a little R, and that's for Russell. That means you got that one wrong, so you have to pay.
No!
There we
go. On a lighter note, there's a cancer sufferer who I've just put a cap for.
There's a what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The caps, right? I think the sign of a good cap is if it's got like a buckle at the back and fabric. But the sign of a cheap cap are those plastic poppers that always break.
Go for a Velcro cap, my friend, because then what if you're in between the two holes? But if you're in between the two holes, then you've got an abnormal head. You feel really bad because like bloody hell, I don't fit in either of the holes. Velcro, you just get it just snug.
The holes were quite. It's close together, though, so it's a very minute problem. It's not like it's going to blow off in the wind or give you a brain hemorrhage if you're between the holes.
I like to wear a cap from with the peak at the back.
Yeah, you do. That's because you're a funkster.
That's right.
And that's what people shout.
I'm pretty sure that's it. You funkster! Thank you.
Yeah, check me. Touch me. Don't touch me, though.
So what's the second question, then?
Second question is sport.
Okay.
And that's interesting.
Go on.
Girls, go and make a cup of tea or something, or whatever. Yeah, stroke your Barbie
dolls. Go chat about shoes, chicks.
You nearly said go chat about Jews cheeks then, didn't you?
Jews cheeks.
It's an entirely different conversation.
Yeah.
New Year's Day, Russell, saw the final of the PDC World Darts Championships.
Oh, he said sports. That's just fat men chucking stuff.
Between Phil Taylor and Raymond van Barneveld.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to know who won that.
Phil Taylor.
For a bonus point, what was the score in the best of 13 set final? That's a bonus point. So that's £5 that goes. You don't lose points for getting this wrong.
Phil Taylor won.
That's incorrect. Raymond van Barneveld won.
Van Barneveld.
Another R.
I guess Raymond.
Hot wife. Hey, come on, you can't say that afterwards. It's got a hot wife. And
there are no points for that.
Okay. And the score was 7-6.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mark it.
Correct.
That's right.
Well done, you.
And for the Phil the Power Taylor one.
No.
Fair enough.
So on balance, £15 already gone to cancer research.
Yeah, this is lovely. They're doing very well for themselves.
Question three.
Can't ever feel there's some sort of scam going down.
Question three. This is a music question. Which musician rejected a CBE in the New Year's Honours List?
Oh, that was the poet.
Musician. You're thinking of Benjamin Zephaniah.
Yeah.
Who did. I'm willing to give you a choice of three.
Okay.
Because it's for charity.
Right.
Was it Paul Weller, Noel Gallagher, or Jarvis Cocker, who rejected a CBE? And other musicians, while you think, who've rejected honours in recent years. I'm telling a fact.
Okay.
You think in your head.
It's Paul Weller.
Other musicians who've rejected honours have included David Bowie and John Lennon.
Interesting.
Both rejected honours from the Queen.
Nice.
I don't want it. That's what Bowie said.
I don't want that either.
Yeah, shove it.
Shove it.
If you'd have offered it to me yesterday,
I'd have taken it. I'm going out anyway. I'm on Java behind.
Right.
So, Paul Weller, Noel Gallagher, or Jarvis Cocker?
Where you been? What the people?
Stop. We can't do this for too long. Paul Weller.
Adam, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'll go.
Oh, he's not sure. It's Paul Weller.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
Well done.
I shouldn't cheer, because every time I'm cheering, there's somebody, there's a little bit less cancer research being done. But I imagine that there kind of is.
No, because I've given the money. So.
Yeah, but not in my pot. So when I wander around the hospital that we're building.
So basically, cancer's being cured, but you're not getting the thanks for it.
That's right, that's what I'm saying.
Which is bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news. Question four from
January.
Can
we not split half the money so we give some of the money to kids?
Well, we lost a friend of the family to cancer recently, and I'd rather give it to them. I think cancer touches most people, doesn't it?
Okay.
We can give some to kids.
Kids touch most people.
The score's currently £10 each.
Continue with January then, mate.
Okay, question four.
Hawkeye.
The Russell Howard Show question. In January, on the 7th, a feature made its one and only appearance on the Russell Howard Show, never to be seen again. What was the name of that feature?
In January.
In January. Only did it once. We intended to do it more, but we never did. It's tense, isn't it? It could be so many things, but this was a definite feature.
It can't be Am I Normal. It can't be
Adam Hudson.
Agony Aunts is exactly what it is.
Agony Aunts, they're going for. Is that your final answer?
Wait, Agony Aunts.
Ooh, let's not.
I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. Dream Lord.
Dream Lord.
The dream thing.
Is that the final answer?
Final answer.
I think that's a winner.
That's incorrect.
Whoa!
No!
What was the right answer?
The correct answer was Coddly Bob's Dilemma.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which you did off the back of the party that
that's
you went
right.
to this time last year.
That's right, yeah.
It was a good feature. Many people enjoyed it, but it never made its return.
Mainly Coddly Bob.
Mainly question five. Potluck. Michael Perham, in January this year, became the youngest person to sail single-handed across the Atlantic. But what I want to know, and do tell me this, I already know, how old was he?
He's 14.
Yes, he was. So,
correct.
To...
Well done, you.
Pad out the quiz and give it a sense of suspense.
See, normally you pad that out, but yeah. when sometimes you just know.
It's not the weakest link.
You just got to bang it in.
I'll be honest, I've put some easy ones in and some hard ones.
Oh, that was a tricky one.
Because it was for charity and I didn't want it to be...
No one liked the kid though, did they? Because you found, you were like, oh, well done, excellent. Oh, you've done that on your own. Hang on, your dad was just behind you.
Yeah.
Hang on, you're 14, you got your own boat.
Yeah.
Get him, lads.
Yeah. It's like that.
Ellen MacArthur.
Ellen MacArthur. Did yeah. you read my mind? She,
I had Zoe in my head. Sorry.
She went round the world.
Yeah.
And everyone just went, well, you haven't really done any good, have you? You could have, like... Because that was the time the tsunami was going on. And
yeah,
you thought
yeah.
there's charity work needs doing.
Yeah.
And you've just swanned off around the world. People don't
That's
take
That's a little bit harsh,
well.
Though. That's a little bit harsh.
I don't really... People don't go for solo achievement, do they?
Not in England.
Quite selfish.
No, not in England. We just don't really... We, you know, if she'd have just failed, we'd have loved her. We'd have taken her to our heart.
Like Ricky Hatton.
Like Ricky Hatton in the past, yes. But we don't tend to do very well with winners, do we? And she was quite kind of... She was jumping up and down that boat.
Yeah.
Like, she'd not seen people for a year.
I think it was the clip of her crying that did it. I think, no, I'm so lonely and cold and yeah. it's windy. And everyone, yeah, oh, what did you expect?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be sat on a hammock drinking lil all month. It's going to be hard, love. That's the whole point. Don't cry. People don't like crying, do they? You cry on your own, not in front of it. That was cynical.
You don't cry to a camera, that's right.
Holding the camera up to her face, going, yeah. I just wanted to know how hard it was so
she
that I can do a Colgate advert.
She should have cried into a cup so she could throw the tears over her face.
Or back into the sea. Oh. Have that!
Yeah. I'll give you salt.
Yeah, it'd make me stronger, see?
Have that.
So that's January done. Current scores, we've decided to... Do half the money for Bernardo's and half the money for cancer research
yeah.
because you like children better than cancer.
I do, yeah. I'll stand
so
by that.
The current score is £15 each
yeah.
to each of them. So
lovely.
That's fair, isn't
so,
it?
So, to make it fair, it's currently...
Correct.
No!
I was hopefully going to do those in tandem, but I couldn't.
So let's crack on with this quiz. There's
excellent.
Lives
excellent.
Need
saving. Good for you.
Someone's back.
Yeah. Wait, what are you doing, Terry? You've got jobs to do. Shouldn't you be on Radio 2?
Can you do an impression of Alan Rickman?
Fame isn't everything, is it, Mr. Potter?
Very good.
Who brings an orchestra with him? What a show-off. February. It's time for the quiz of February.
The February quiz.
Yeah, whose name? Question one, and this is about the news from February. Are your ears pricked, Adam? Two paintings by which artist were stolen from the home of their granddaughter in Paris, France, in February this year? Two famous paintings stolen, house, Paris.
I'm tempted to say Rolf.
By artist.
I'm tempted to say Rolf Harris.
I can give you the names of the paintings, if you like.
Yeah, if you could.
They were called Maya with Doll and Jacqueline. Those were the names of the two paintings stolen from a house in Paris, France, of the granddaughter of which artist was
Picasso.
It?
Picasso.
Picasso? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That's a correct answer.
Yeah. Correct. Well done,
France
you.
Was the one that swung it for me, otherwise I was good. If he'd said Darwin, I'd have gone Rolf Harris. Underrated artist. Cracking artist.
Rolf Harris.
Yeah. There's not many that...
I think it's his halitosis that held him
yeah.
back. Can you just paint it, Rolf? Because it stinks of onions and dead kangaroos.
Maybe he had a really hot potato and he was constantly, whilst he was playing, he's trying to blow it out as well. So he's entertaining whilst blowing a potato.
Too little. All right, Rolf, maybe we should leave it there. All right, just put the paint pot down
Do you know,
and get out of my house.
He's getting cryogenically frozen, Rolf Harris.
Cryogenically? Yeah. Is that a new thing?
Is it cryogenically?
Cryogenically.
Cryogenically. I apologise to all...
Now, he's not even dead.
Well, he will
he's
be...
He's having that done quick.
No, but when he dies, he's going to be...
Guess how cold it is yet?
No, but he's actually getting frozen.
Is he?
And it wouldn't it be great if the world gets taken over by kangaroos and he's like... Right. Yeah. and they don't let him die.
The first thing is Tyrell Harris down.
Here, tell it. You tied one of us down. Cribbins, this has gone really badly. I wish I'd just...
No, this is a pretty record.
If they look like Kanga and Roo, then yeah, it'll be fine, won't it? Because they're pretty. Anyway, sport question from February.
So I'm currently winning, I should say.
Well, charity's winning. The world is winning.
But I'm winning as well.
Who? And I'll repeat that, who? Who won the Premier League Manager of the Month award for February 2007?
Oh, that's an obscene question. That's ridiculous.
How is it?
How are we going to know that? February?
Well, maybe do some thinking about it. There's people dying and you can't be bothered to have a think about it.
Well, the answer is, of course, Steve Coppell.
Steve Coppell. Outlandish.
He wouldn't throw in a normal one.
Hudson's not happy with Coppell.
Alan Kirbishley.
That is ridiculous.
He wasn't even in management. Go on, the answer is?
The correct answer, disappointingly, I thought you'd have got it, was Sir Alex Ferguson. Oh. It was the time when United were unstoppable.
No!
They went on to win. Steve Coppell did win Manager of the Month. I think it was in November.
So technically.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well done, you.
Well, no, that's not right. So question three, a music question. In February this year, whose search for a number one went better than expected in February this year?
A search for a number one?
Search for a number one went better than expected in February this year.
That's probably a pun on that. Ooh-wee!
Ooh-wee!
Yeah, so that's like, it's that song, isn't it?
No.
A search for a number one.
Why would that work?
Because number one as in we.
Oh.
I was thinking like that.
That's the French for yes.
No, but you number one, number two, as in number two. Is
oh, it? Yeah, very good. Yeah, God, I'm not that clever.
Well, I thought that was the way it was going to work. Well, he was obsessed with puns, so I'm thinking in that realm, the realm of pun.
Whose search for a number one went better than expected in February this year?
Paula Radcliffe.
Paula Radcliffe. It's a music question.
All right, I'm still obsessed with we.
Of course, she did release a famous single in February this year.
Very good, very good. It's number one. I don't know. I've no idea.
Is Adam Hudson, any guesses? Famous story from the news this year of music. A music news story, if you will. Julia Cullen knows it.
Take that.
The answer, and I'll give you the punchline to the joke. Who searched for number one went better than expected? So well, in fact, that she got a number one all over. It was Britney Spears.
Oh, fuck. That's just ridiculous.
You see what I did? A number one all over.
No!
And it's a clever political observation that she might have done it for PR.
Yeah.
She probably just had a breakdown because people keep staring at her.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a Russell Howard Show question from February.
She shaved everything?
No.
Okay, fine.
On the 25th of February...
The 25th of February?
25th of February this year saw the first appearance for which regular guest on the Russell Howard Show billed as a revolution in toilet fun?
Oh, that'll be the Dyson Airblade.
That's the Dyson Airblade. That's a quick question.
Correct. Well done, you.
Right. And there's a forfeit now that every time you press the wrong button on the wall, you have to pay another fiver.
Oh, really?
So be careful with those little fingers of yours.
I can't help it. It's just tricky.
The final question, and this is an easy one as well. I've suddenly realised that I might lose a bit of money here. I say lose, donate, but I've already got a direct debit.
Suppose you pays your money, you takes your chance.
Good point, Laro. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us. Who brings 70,000 people with him into the studio?
Yeah, you go and do one as well then.
Okay, see you, mate. Question five, and this is the potluck round. Forrest Whitaker.
Come out. Yeah.
No argument.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever done.
Forrest Whitaker.
Luckily, nobody will get that.
A little smile on your face.
Nobody will get that, so it's beautiful.
Forrest Whitaker won the Best Actor BAFTA for his role in which film in February this year?
Oh, is it Forrest Gump? Is it Forrest Gump? It was, of course. He was playing...
Hudson knows it.
He was playing Idi Amin, and the film was The Last King of Scotland.
It was The Grinch.
Correct. Well done, you.
March now. We march on, as Otto would have said if I was wearing a suit and on the telly.
Yep.
We march on. The news question from March. Which African country celebrated its 50th year of independence in March this year? And I'll give you a multiple choice.
Okay, I'm tempted. I just want to say Dr. Congo out loud.
Okay, fine.
What's the multiple choice?
Nigeria, Eritrea or Ghana? Those are your three.
Ghana.
From which to choose. You're going for Ghana, final answer?
Yep.
It's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Correct. Well done, you.
Giving you multiple choice. Right, ain't getting no choices this time.
Okay.
In the field of nuclear physics. Okay. Now, this is the sport question.
Okay.
In February this year, the 9th Cricket World Cup began at the Trelawney Stadium. In which country?
Oh.
Hudson's a cricket fan. I think he might know this. 9th Cricket World Cup. And, of course, we remember that for all the bad cricket that was played.
It was in...
Insomnia climbs. Oh, he's given a clue. They were going to say Scotland or Iceland.
No, yeah, yeah.
Trinidad and Tobago.
I think you might be right. Trinidad and Tobago.
Which one?
They're the same country, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but which island?
Oh, they were probably shared.
Right. It's wrong, anyway. It's Jamaica.
Ah!
No! Just... So there we go.
Okay.
Music round, and I use the term loosely, as loose as Michelle McManus's belt. Scooch.
Excellent, excellent. Good for you.
Thanks, Terry. Good to have you back. Scooch were selected to represent the UK in the Eurovision 2007 contest in February this year.
Mm.
But who went on to win that Eurovision?
Oh, that was those Finnish fellas.
And I don't need the band name, I just need the country.
It wasn't Finland. Finland were the year before with the heavy metal dudes. It was...
And they'll be shouting it out at home. Terry Wogan will know this. Why don't you ask Terry? He was there.
Terry, what was the answer? Okay, fine. Stonewall me.
Now the silent treatment. Did you enjoy the Eurovision, though?
Excellent. Excellent. Good for you.
How about you, John? Did you enjoy it?
No. I'm going to need an answer.
Was it Sweden?
Oh, I thought you were going to get it right then. It was Serbia.
Ah, well done, Serbia.
No! Question 4, the Russell Howard Show question, and I expect you to get this. Name 4 of the people who recorded birthday messages for you before your departure for Australia in March this year.
Lee Evans.
Yes.
Mark Lawrenson.
Yes.
My mum.
Yes.
And...
just need one more. 5, 4, 3.
Who's
Hudson?
John's audience at a gig.
And John's audience at a gig.
Which gig?
Jester's.
Yeah.
Make it right. Well done, you.
And you missed Alan Carr.
Oh, excellent.
That's the extra one. But well done. And the final question for March, after which I suspect we'll have a record.
Let's have a record and then we'll...
Well, let's just do this once a multiple choice. Let's get it out of the way. Well, then March is done then we can skip on to April, springtime. We'll all be having fun.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Is that all right? It seems stupid to go... Look, you don't go to a record after 4 out of 5 questions.
Yeah, you do. You keep teasing them in.
No, you tease them in for April. They'll be thinking, well, that was March.
Okay.
Sure, I can have a record if you want, but on your head be...
Ask me the question, then we'll have a record and people at home can listen and play in.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
A compromise.
Yep.
WWF announced a new species in March this year. But what was it? Was it A, a Tibetan snow cardinal? That's a breed of caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
Was it B, a Bornean clouded leopard? Or was it C, a Chiswick sun monkey? That's A, B, or C. Was it a Tibetan snow cardinal, a Bornean clouded leopard? Or a Chiswick sun monkey?
A Chiswick sun monkey is a type of sort of garnish you can have in your pubic area. So it isn't that. And that's why you go,
A. You're going for A, the Tibetan snow cardinal.
That's right.
It was the Bornean clouded leopard.
No!
Interesting that, isn't it? Yeah. Find a new species of leopard.
So we move on. It must be a lot of fun finding one of those.
Yeah.
Easy job, though, naming animals. It feels like it should be a Mitch Hedberg joke. How easy is that? Naming two, you know, is that when you see a lion have sex with a tiger and it's called a lager? That's easy. I'm going on break.
You that know, is a joke, isn't it? Someone does that.
No.
But he does the joke about
it. But it feels like it should be a... A monkey and a crocodile, a monkey doll. I'll be in the cafe. He just has that. Nice to see him in the top 100 stand-ups that was on telly at the beginning of December.
Was he in it?
He was in it. He was in it at number 80. There were lots of comics from our time who were higher than him, and you can't help but feel that's a disgrace.
Yeah, that is wrong. So, April.
Yes.
The news. Oh, we can change the order around if you want.
If you like, John.
You're in charge of the quiz.
Do
you
no! know
what I mean? Whoa!
The Scottish grannies have spoken. Yeah. We will continue with current format. Which celebrity was arrested in April this year as part of protests against Vladimir Putin in Russia?
Which celebrity?
Which celebrity? I'm not looking for the names of civilians. That would be too difficult. Was it Molotov Jimabov? Yes, it was.
Could we take any multiple choices?
No multiple choices.
Is it a Russian celebrity?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's actually Gary Wilmot just went over there. He was livid.
Stop this!
Oh, you do a really good Russian accent,
right,
Gary.
Jesus. Is that Gary Wilmot?
Yeah.
Yeah, initially he was a comedian, but then he started doing musicals. Yeah, he did. You right, Gary? Hi. This guy's a disgrace.
He taps out his anger.
Does he?
Mm. Oh, so, right. Which celebrity
sounds
arrested
like
as part of
metaphor, eh?
I'll offer that up to you or Adam.
Dana International.
Wow. Where did that come from?
Only Russian I know.
Basically, name a Russian celebrity. It isn't Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, that's the only one I had in my head, Anna Kournikova. In which case, is it...
Stop looking at the pad, I can see you.
Shevchenko plays for the Ukraine, doesn't he?
I've already put down R for this, because you're clearly not getting this.
Oh, all right, I thought that was a clue. Rumpelstiltskin.
It's Garry Kasparov. Should have read that in the news. Sport question now.
Did he mock him and then just...
No.
It's a disgrace.
Who won their 153rd boat race in April? It's a multiple choice. You've got two options.
Oxford.
It's Cambridge.
Oh, Hudson, it was Cambridge. Absolute idiot. Goodness me. Pass him my snuff, Bundy. This guy doesn't know squat about the races. Fetch my fag and have him thrashed.
I was going to go for Liverpool John Moores. Music round.
That would have been great. Wouldn't that be great one year if you just see, like, some polytechnic go behind a jet ski? your sons of guns.
It would be Loughborough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just Loughborough.
Yeah, and then not laugh at comedians on their way past.
Fire dart. Like that, kill them all. Not kill them all, stun them.
Yeah, just stun them, but heavily.
Yeah.
The music round now, and this is another one we're joking.
Oh, we should say...
No! Which music legend's Nashville home was burned down by a disappointingly oblong-shaped fire in April this year? Which music legend had a home in Nashville...
You're tempted to say Dolly Parton.
Was burnt down by a disappointingly oblong shape.
And the oblong,
fire.
That might be sort of a breast reference.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow?
I was careful with my words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what are you thinking?
So I'm going to go for Dolly Parton.
You're going to go for Dolly Parton. That's not correct. The clue was in the oblong-shaped fire. What other shapes might you get fire in? A circle or maybe a ring? If you get a ring-shaped fire, what do you call that? Johnny Cash.
Right.
Johnny Cash's house burnt down.
Was he not already dead?
Yeah.
But so that's not his house, then?
It's still his house, isn't it?
No.
The spirit lives on.
Oh, that's a bogus question.
I'll put both of us down.
That means that my house that I currently live in is owned by a ghost.
$250 each. $250 each.
You've got that wrong. It's not his house.
It is his house. It's like a museum, isn't it? They've kept it up. It's known as Johnny Cash's house. Like if you went to like those blue plaques, if that burnt down, they'd go, oh, that was William Shakespeare's house. They wouldn't go, oh, that was Betty Tindall's house.
Betty Tindall was a lovely person.
She was, but she didn't do squat for literature.
Yeah.
$250 each, that's my final offer.
Oh, okay.
Question number four, and these questions from the Russell Howard Show take place from the Russell Howard Show without Russell Howard, because, of course, you were in Australia.
Well, let's have a song. And then we'll get on with it. Well, we need to break the show up, my friend.
Yeah, of course.
We can't have too much trivia.
Do you know what trivia means?
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, trivia?
Comes from the Latin for three ways.
Does it?
It's to do with getting to a crossroads. It had three options. Try meaning three and via meaning ways. And you had to choose one of the ways.
Mm, lovely, interesting. So a trivia bang. okay.
The Russell Howard Show, without Russell Howard, from April this year. Who was my first co-host in your absence?
Who could it be? Could it be John Robbins? Could it be Mark Olver? Could it be 40? Could it be Dan Atkinson? Could it be Lloyd Langford? No, because Lloyd wouldn't be allowed on radio. Not because he's not allowed, but I don't think we had him on. It was Mark Olver, I'm pretty certain.
Hudson should know.
Because you said...
Or should he? Because did he produce that day?
No, he didn't.
Or did everyone abandon me on my first day on my own? Was there no Russell Howard, no Adam Hudson, and no Adam Dineen?
And did you not say, well, get over in early doors because there won't be anyone that can threaten me?
No, I did not say that. I positively did not say that. You might have.
We might have said it to
him. What's your final answer?
It is the fantastic Mark Oliver.
That's correct.
And we'll do a special question. I got an ego. There we go. So that's right for that.
And April's potluck question comes from the blog of a complete stranger that I found on the internet yesterday.
Right.
April saw Sean's birthday. Sean's friend Sam played him a birthday song. But on which instrument? Was it the piano, the guitar, or the recorder?
The recorder.
The recorder. Yeah. It was actually the guitar.
Oh, fuck.
No!
That's annoying.
You've got to use blogs for something, otherwise they're just pointless.
Stephen Merchant is next door, and every time you see him, you always go, God, isn't he tall?
Yeah.
He must get it all the time.
What, just because he's tall?
Yeah,
you think it's more his bank balance.
But it's that horrible thing, you can't help but think, oh, you know? Don't you think about it every time you see him? You're tall. And then you're boring, because like, everyone says you're tall too.
Yeah, you go in there and go, all right, midget, see how he copes with that.
Well, I'm not suggesting I should do that. You're lucky I don't put you in a suitcase.
Yeah. So oh, yeah.
Callback
to a show we did weeks ago. Yeah. Jesus. You've got some memory on you in that pink T-shirt.
You.
What?
Look, next question.
You look like you're about to suckle yourself then. What were you doing?
I was going
to
lick that stain away.
Oh, that was a song by... on the Too on. Many DJs album. No,
look at that.
Lick the stain away. Lick the stain away.
Oh, you are!
May now. May I? May I?
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I love it.
Oh. Mother, sister, sit down.
Quiz time.
I trust that your vegetables were to your life. Of course they were, because we got drunk and selected them.
May now.
How was your special veg?
Are we playing a song?
How was your special veg?
Lovely, tasty.
Good.
Do you want to know current scores?
Yeah.
11-9 mm-hmm. to me, technically.
Right.
11 you've got wrong, 9 you've got right, plus that 50-51
yeah.
That we've split
yeah.
two ways. Mm-hmm. So May now. Should I do my May joke again, or should we?
Do your May joke.
May I continue? Thank you, thank you. Stephen Merchant's next door. He can just smell comedy gold. He's thinking, I wish I'd written this.
Yeah.
Oh, you wish I'd written this.
I wish I'd put him in the office.
I wish I was as funny as that little midget. Which British Prime Minister... Oh, this is an easy question that I put in case you weren't getting any right.
Yeah.
Which British Prime Minister announced that he would step down on June the 27th this year?
I'm pretty sure it's...
I didn't want it to be ridiculous, because I didn't know you were going to have Adam.
So. Oh, I've got them all right without any of his help.
Right.
Is it the Sylvanian families? It's Tony Blair, of course it's Tony Blair.
Correct. Yeah. Well done, you.
Well done, you. Right, sport now. And this is a question I didn't know until I researched it.
Right.
Which... And that's the same start as the last question, but don't worry, it's a different question. It's just the same.
You never
start.
Hear any Magnussen ever. Do you know I didn't know this before I thought of it?
No, it's because they look all smart, like Paxman. He's really good on University
Come on.
Challenge.
Going, come on.
Come on. No, you idiot. It was Euripides. And
yeah,
you
yeah.
go, you didn't know that. You just had it written down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looking all
I'm going to smash him in his face.
Which former number one tennis player announced her retirement from tennis in May this year?
Is it what is it? Here's can I have?
Oh,
a,
Hudson's got his finger out, which means you're in trouble.
Can I? Which means she is as well. Can I yeah, have
flashing
a
tea bag?
Can I have a clue? Do
it's
you?
The one who got stabbed.
Do you? It's not Monica Seles. Do you fancy her?
She didn't want
no.
stabbed.
No,
you don't fancy her. That's it's not Martina Hingis.
It's Hingis. I'm sure it's Hingis.
If it's Hingis, he's definitely said he fancies her because she looks like Stephen Hendry. she does, and he always gets a boner whenever Stephen Hendry's on telly.
Oh, he wields his cue.
Clean up that mess.
Oh, no.
Is my mic on, right?
We were just wandering past Dixon's once. Oh, no.
Yeah. Come on. I'm going to have to hurry you.
Said the people from Dixon's.
Who announced her retirement from tennis? Former world number one.
Is it Monica Seles?
Fascinatingly, it was Kim Clijsters.
Oh,
only
no!
Only a slip of a girl herself.
All right.
But she retired in May this year. Didn't know that. Mm. Question three is a music question.
Okay, drop it!
Now, I've also made this. It's technically, this is a memory question to see if you were listening earlier.
Okay.
May. Now, Serbia won the Eurovision Song Contest in May this year, but which band represented the UK?
Scooch.
Well, listen to
it. Correct! You? Well done, you! Yeah.
Pretty nearly in Scooch myself.
Just because you've got the album.
I can see it.
Yeah.
You were in Scooby-Doo instead, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's why you're banned from the MGM Studios.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
This is also a Russell Howard Show question from the month of May.
Frazzles.
Who was my last guest before your return
Matt
from
Ford.
Australia? It was Matt Ford.
Correct. Well done, you.
Right. And finally, the May question on potluck. In May this year, I set up a charity direct debit to sponsor a dog with Dogs Trust.
Shane.
What isn't his name? Oh, you could have had anything but Shane. Unlucky. Arrogant.
What is his name?
Shane.
His name is Shane. Yeah. Where, and John, what do you like to do?
Give it all to Shane.
Hang on a minute. It's a quick question for you, John, if I can just reverse, right? If you had Jennifer Love Hewitt...
I'd be ecstatic.
Kim Clijsters, Stephen Hendry, and Nightshade from Gladiators all on your bed, right? And Shane, just by your bed, what would you do?
I'll give it all to Shane.
Fair enough. That's lovely.
One day I'm going to get a screen with buttons on it, and then you'll be sorry. All your discrepancies there for all to see. Russell, if you had all the foods in the world and ambrosia, what would you do? I'd pin myself. And then we'd all laugh, and that'd be radio.
I'm so annoyed. So am I, Nightshade.
June now.
It's I, killer with you.
Do carry on.
Not to Brighton, I won't.
June?
Russell.
Who's this gentleman flashing
dough? Right.
June the 30th now.
Okay, hang on, there's an intruder in here. Yep.
January the 30th, I meant, and we look back to June.
Okay.
This is a question from the news. Gordon Brown was properly and rightfully and democratically elected as Prime Minister in June this year by the British public at large.
Well, his political correctness gone mad.
Who was elected as his deputy?
Deputy is that Alison lady with the Norks.
Moyet?
Nope. Well, we shouldn't get into that kind of business, should we? But she does give you a scare when you see her on that poster.
Alison with the Norks. Jesus. I can't give you any points for Alison with the Norks, Russell. I'm going to need the name of an actual human.
Or is it Harriet something?
Harriet without the Norks.
It's Harriet or Alison.
Are you sure it wasn't Trevor with the Wang?
Harriet Harman, yeah.
Harriet Harman, final answer?
Yep.
Correct answer. Yeah. Who's
correct.
Answer?
Well done, you.
Alison's what I call knockers.
Sport now. Oh, no. Yeah, that's a good question for later. Mm. And I've tried to make this one that you might be able to get, because I know you support
Liverpool.
West Brom. Oh, no.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
question two on sport. Yep. Which Liverpool midfielder signed a 5-year deal with the club on the 8th of June this year?
That'll be Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard, you're saying?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Xabi Alonso.
No!
Right. And the music question. Glastonbury was wet, but who headlined? And I'll give you a clue.
There's multiple.
The whole festival, who headlined the last set? And there is a clue in the question.
I know.
Glastonbury was wet, but who headlined?
Wet. The Who?
Yes! Yeah. It wasn't even a question, it was a statement.
Well done, you!
Glastonbury was wet, but who headlined?
Yeah.
I was really lonely when I wrote this. So, how's it going, Ross?
Oh, it's all right, thanks, John.
Just staring at the floor there. Yeah. Maybe we should do a radio show for people.
No, I had an image of your
face. Did you just stroke Adam's arm, then?
No.
It looked like you just ran your hand down the length of his forearm.
No.
Surreptitiously, as if you didn't want me to see.
I didn't at all. No, I didn't.
I believe you.
What are you smelling?
I don't know. Bombing? What are we doing, Russell? Tell the listeners.
Well, we're doing a radio quiz about what's happened in the past year.
People on radio time, so what they say is, if you're just joining us, that's what they say, isn't it?
If you're just joining us, then you're listening to our quiz of the year.
Yeah. His name.
Yes.
So, we move on, shall we?
Yeah.
To July.
Yeah, let's move on to July.
5 questions per month, £5 per correct answer, £5 forfeit for a wrong answer. Yeah, half the money to cancer research, half the money to Bernard.
Exactly. Orphans or cancer.
July news. July saw an attack on an airport, leading to hackneyed, dull and stereotypical routines from crap comedians nationwide. But which city did this attack take place in?
Glasgow.
Correct. That's me to pay. Question two. Your dad, and this is sport, stop looking at the answers with your eyes.
I'm not, I can't see it from there.
Well, stop staring then. Look
somewhere
else.
Look at your neat little handwriting.
I didn't bring her in for nothing. She's got her knocks out. Look at them.
All right, Trish.
Honestly, it's degrading for her.
Yeah.
Your dad, amongst others, competed in the Tour de France in July this month. Yeah, Agnes.
Yep.
But how long in kilometres is the Tour de France? I'm not going to give you multiple choice.
That's an obscene question.
But I will allow you within 500 kilometres of the correct answer, either side. That is a 1,000 kilometre gangway for you to stagger down mindless drunk.
I have honestly no idea. I reckon...
Got to do a couple of hundred a day, ain't they?
Yeah, a couple of hundred a day. And let's say.
But how many kilometres do they cycle?
Is it two
weeks?
Is it 2 weeks?
Do you want some more fingers? I use Cadbury's fingers if I need to count above 10. They melt, but eat them afterwards.
2,500.
Learning and eating. So, within
15... I was going to say 15,000 metres. Is that... metres. kilometres. What do you reckon?
Wow, that seems a lot.
Yeah.
15,000 kilometres.
Yeah.
It's a lot less than
I'll
be honest. 2,500.
All right, let's go for that. 2,500.
You're just out. It's 3,569.
Oh, no! Doesn't sound like anything.
That's a long way to cycle.
A lot of people allegedly took drugs. What do we make about drug taking in sport?
Well, I'm out. Yeah. No argument.
Fine.
That was that Landis fellow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cheat.
Yeah.
Music question, do you want that?
Yeah, if you like.
Brian May submitted his thesis en route to a degree in which subject in July this year?
Pornography.
Correct. Well done, you.
Just because he's got a perm.
History.
History?
Yep.
Hudson, happy with that?
Yep.
It's astrophysics.
Is it really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you the title of
his thesis. No wonder he was on the roof.
His title of his thesis, and I believe you're a big fan of this, was Radial Velocities in the Zodiacal Dust Cloud. Which was your nickname for a while, wasn't
it? I bought that expecting it to be a porno.
Yeah. You want radiatal velocities in the zodiacal dust cloud with girls naked having sex on it.
Yeah.
That's what you want. It's a very similar book.
I didn't bother reading the end.
And question four, the Russell Howard Show question from July this year. Looking back to summer, great days, wasn't it? Sunshine, we all arrived skipping in the morning.
Yes.
In July this year, we started a section where we had to write poems to read on air.
Here we go.
But someone... What was the title of the poems that we had to write in the first episode?
It was, I've broken my little toe.
And final answer?
Daddy or Chips. Daddy or Chips was the first one. And Monkey the Fun Duster. So it was Monkey the Fun Duster and Daddy or Chips.
What was your final answer for the first poem that we had to write?
Monkey the Fun Duster.
Correct. Yeah, good. Well
Correct.
Done.
Well done, you.
And then we just didn't bother with the rest, did we?
Yeah.
Just leave it.
So you've made yourself a really big meal. Would you eat all of it?
I'll give it all to Shane.
Okay.
Potluck now.
Yep.
Potluck. Russell Howard. Is he a prick? No.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
July the 4th, as we all know, is American Independence Day.
Hell yeah!
Thank you, America.
Yeah.
But which date in July befalls Peruvian Independence Day? Is that also the 4th of July? Is it the 15th of July, or is it the 28th of July?
It's the 28th of July.
Are you saying that as if you know it? Is that just so that if it's right, you'll look intelligent?
Of course I know it.
Oh, you've got your mate out in Peru, haven't you?
Yeah.
Paco Rabanne.
That's the fella.
Yeah. It is the 28th
Correct.
Of July.
Of course it's the 28th.
Done,
everyone
you.
Knows that. What an idiot.
Guessing with such confidence there.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Anyway, August. 5 questions from August and August.
That would be, wouldn't that be a wonderful moment in Match of the Day? They went, Alan, and Mark, what do you think about the first girl?
Hey, Gary, pull that.
We'll have to go again, lads. You don't pass up an opportunity like that. I don't care how much your tape's costing.
Oh, Eggie. Get his face. I tell you what, if you'd had your beard off, that'd come straight off. You look like a rat state. Eggnog!
August now is an Edinburgh Festival special.
Oh.
5 questions all from the Edinburgh Festival.
How much money on average did everybody lose?
Yeah. Question one, which newspaper described the International Mime Show When Reason Sleeps as the worst show of this year's Edinburgh Festival?
The Scotsman.
That was the Scotsman. That was the
Correct.
Worst.
Well done, you.
Worst review you've written that. Really harsh.
Oh, come on now.
Which comedians This is the sport round. Which comedian's strike rebounded from the post, smashing me in the face and causing me to miss the rest of the game with a huge nosebleed in Edinburgh this year?
Al Pitcher.
Correct. Well done, you.
Al Pitcher, and said so quickly it was as if that you'd planned it together. The music round now, and to show I'm not bitter, which musical comedian won Best Newcomer at this year's Edinburgh Festival?
Tom Basden.
Correct. Yeah. Well done, you.
Good. Question four, the Russell Howard Show question now.
Craig Campbell.
Is the first two words of the question. Craig Campbell read an agony article from a newspaper during the Edinburgh Festival, but what was the problem?
A guy had an erection that was C-shaped. A C-shaped erection. Now, I don't know about you. It's not a problem I have.
Correct.
Five out of five.
Well done, you.
That's a big round.
Not yet.
That's a big round.
There's a fifth question still to come, and that's the potluck round.
Okay.
Well, it's quite a difficult question.
Okay.
I'll give you some time to think about it. I'll tell you the question, then we'll have a think.
Now, a quick break from the quiz. John's just been bet by me £100, £100 English pounds, which I'll give to charity. Charity of his choice.
The John Richardson Trust?
Yeah, the JR Trust.
I don't make it for charity. I'm giving away hundreds. Don't make me look
£100
like a bad guy.
If you run full pelt into the glass bit, which separates us and the Stephen Merchant Show, which is currently pre-recording.
I can't do it. They're live on air.
Yeah.
And I can't. Is that soundproof, Adam?
Yeah.
So if I charge into that, there'll be no noise.
No,
they're just hearing.
I'll tell you what, I'll do a dummy run in there. Yeah. I'll charge into that window. You can see.
Okay.
And if you can hear it on air,
okay.
So you feel while
right,
I'm
okay. I'll explain what's doing. John is getting into a Lycra cat suit, scurrying around the site. He's gone through one studio, he's gone into the next. Now, will he turn the lights on? You bet your bottom dollar he won't. There he is, he's ready. You can't hear it at all. It's absolutely fine. Don't say. Obviously you can hear it, but we won't tell him that you can.
The whole place shook, but
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
The whole place shook, which says a lot about John, but it doesn't matter. Well, it is on.
Oh, I really hurt my arm.
Barely a noise made.
Barely.
You know you can hear a slight, you can hear this. And that's it. Go on. To do it. £100 for charity.
Oh,
come on, man.
I can't.
Come
do
on,
it.
Man. Just go. Oh, sorry. I can't help it. Just go for it. £100 for charity. Oh, think of all them kids. Kids with illnesses.
I don't know him, though. If it was like pneumonia or something.
I wish I was cured. Every £100 would cure me of this disease.
All right, then. Yep. Without help, if you get this question right in the quiz, I'll do it.
Okay.
Without help.
Okay.
Who won the first ever Perrier Award?
The first ever?
First ever Perrier Award.
That would be, of course...
Well, this is tense. And if you don't get it right, you have to do it.
The Cambridge Footlights.
Yeah!
Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
All right.
Right.
Never mind, there was Cuss Central. He said it.
Oh, no. I can't do that, can
I? And what makes it even better, I've just seen out the corner of my eye, Stephen Merchant's father is in the studio.
Are you joking? Yeah,
he is.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
You have to.
I can't do it.
You have to.
I'll give the £100 myself.
You have to.
We'll both do it.
No, because I've...
What if we both do it? It'd be like the end of The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin when he walks into the sea.
He does it on his own.
We'll slowly walk into the window.
He does it on his own.
Come on, Adam, back me up.
Come on, you put the bet down.
You've got to do it.
For charity, you did.
Been rehearsed.
His dad's in there.
It's all right.
Can I wait until they're off air?
No, it doesn't work. Come on now.
Oh, that's...
Just go for it. We'll explain it later. It'll be absolutely fine. His dad will be chatting about Duran Duran or something like that.
He'll think I'm an idiot, though. He's famous.
I know he's famous, but
and he'll tell, like, they'll be at a party tomorrow night with, like, David Bowie and Nina Nana Gary Kasparov will be there, the Chuckle Brothers, and they'll all be going around going, oh, tell me anecdote, Mr. Merchant. You're a big, tall man, by the way.
Quite big, tall.
And they'll go, I tell you, he's an idiot.
This curly fella right, runs into me and I'm chatting with my dad.
I don't even know him. That's the thing, I don't even know him.
Honestly, he looks like Sutcliffe. I thought Sutcliffe have lost it. Come on, John.
Let me think about it. Play a song and let me think. Because this is a big deal for me. This isn't the sort of thing John Richardson does.
It'll be fun, though. You've said this is charity.
Did it look funny?
Yeah, it looked bloody funny. There are kids out there.
I know there are.
Just get like you'll get a big laugh.
I don't like kids.
You're going to get a big laugh off a famous telly comedian.
He's not going to laugh though, is he? He's just going to go. What was that noise?
He will.
Who's that getting up bleeding in that other studio?
Terry, what do you reckon he should do?
Excellent. Excellent.
Really? You think he should do it?
That's not really an answer, is it, Terry? That's just a statement. It's as if that's just a pre-recorded button and you're not actually here.
Mark, would you think he should do it?
Yeah. You go and do one as well.
Oh, bring me into it, Mark.
So he wants us both to do it, Laro.
But Mark, he's already done the bit. What do you think?
We're working with amateurs.
All right. Do it.
I can't do it. I've had a wander around. I've looked through the glass. His dad's there with his big, sad, droopy Jerome McGraw face that he does on The Office when he's got the bog roll in his hands.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'd be scaring an old man. There's a chance that he would actually have a trouser accident if I charged the window. He doesn't know I'm not a terrorist. I've got a beard. I'm wearing black. He's just going to see me coming out of the darkness.
He might get a very different trouser accent, and maybe it's about time Stephen learned something about his dad. I love it when they run fast at you.
Is this why we never watch You've Been Framed together, Dad? I can't do it. Sorry, kids.
Oh.
I can't do it. It's together or not at all.
Pass me the blade.
At the end of the show, we'll both
listen,
do it.
Listen to that noise.
Sounds like an idiot whistling and then doing a fart noise.
That's an awful. He's just leapt off the top of Bernardo's. What's that? Is that?
Are you sure?
He had a little giggle and he's also
dead. Are you sure it's not you whistling and then farting? Moving on now in the quiz. What month are we doing now?
Oh, nobody cares now.
Why?
Just run. Yeah. Run him. There's a hot chick there as well.
I'm not doing it.
Fine, go on. Quiz it up.
Yeah. Piece of turd. September now. News. Luciano Pavarotti died in September.
Oh.
At what age?
86.
71.
Damn it!
No! And you know the thing was, I was about to give you three options there as well.
Oh,
you went in so quickly, and since you've angered me in that last bit by making me feel like a bad guy.
Well, you are a bad guy.
No options for you. I'm doing this for charity, man. Up all night I was writing this.
Up all night.
In my bestest handwriting. Question two, the sport question.
Yep.
Liverpool. And again, I've done a Liverpool question. I could have done it about Accrington Stanley.
Smells like somebody who's on the one website.
I wasn't, actually. I was on several websites.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Grateful.
Yeah.
That's what you are. You're
really?
Liverpool in September, their first win was against Derby County, whom they beat 6-0.
Yes.
6-0 of all scores.
Yeah, it wasn't their first win. They beat Aston Villa the week before.
Home win?
You didn't say home win.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter, does it?
This quiz is
we
off.
Poopy, fart, bums, willies. That's what I like, trains.
Okay.
That's one all.
Okay, is it? Interesting scoring now.
Liverpool
beat Derby. There's a separate
shut
quiz going
now.
On.
Let's rattle through this and then it can be 2008 and we can go our separate ways.
Okay.
Liverpool beat Derby 6-0.
Yep.
Who was the last team to be beaten 6-0 by Liverpool?
It was...
In the Premiership.
Coventry.
No, it was West Brom.
Yeah.
And you don't get any points for being geographically close either.
Yeah,
and I'm putting a big R up for Russell, and I'm circling it, and I've been circling them once. I'm circling this one twice.
All right.
Question three.
You know when you find sort of spiders that are dead in your shed, what do you do with them?
I'll give it all to Shane.
Oh, all right, interesting.
I don't actually. I run away screaming, so you know nothing.
Okay.
Who won the Mercury Prize this September?
What? Before we do that, what was the what was the title of that song that you were writing?
I'll give it all to Shane.
Yeah, all right, nice. How did it go? Do you want to sing
it? Do you think I'm going to do it? Do you think I'm going to rap it? Go on, do a little rap. Go on. £100 for charity.
Oh, what? For me to do a rap?
Yeah, but it has to be 58 minutes long without hesitation, repetition, and you have to do it naked in Stephen Merchant's studio. Or are you a bad guy?
Yeah.
Listen to this. That was the sound of 300 orphans all at the same pitch jumping off a roof. And you're like that. Bad guy. Who won the Mercury Prize?
His name's Shane. He's a hound in my trousers. He gives me a mound.
What? Who won the Mercury Music Award? It was, I believe, the Claxons.
Well done.
Yeah.
Correct. Well done, you. Nobody saw them. Didn't think they were going to win it, but they won it.
It was quite a shocking list this year, wasn't it, of people's first albums on there?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Winehouse, not her first album, but everyone else. A lot of new bands
on
there.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Bat for Lashes.
Yes.
Mm. You got a question you want to ask me?
No.
For the sake of this link and where we're going next, like we agreed before.
Oh, what was the question I was going to ask you? What's your... I can't remember.
Speaking of music, isn't it time for your 100% best? Shall I do it as you? I'll be both of us for this.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
Speaking of music, John, what is your 100% belter? Oh, I've got a lisp. I don't know where I got that from. I must have found it and picked it up. I've seen it on the street, which is an unfortunate sentence when you've got a lisp.
I'll be you. What's the belter?
All right, I know, yeah, go on. Throaty, go on.
What is, and I repeat that because I've forgotten what I said.
Army chuddies.
Who am I, please? Who am I? Who am I?
Dead. Yeah, everybody.
What is the...
I won't marry you. No. What?
What is the 10 out of 10 belter this week?
Right. This belter is called Smile by the Supernaturals, and it reminds me of the first time that I had cottage cheese. I was a young man, you see, back in Yorkshire, where I was living for a bit. And mother comes up to me, and I don't forget it, and she says, John, would you like some cottage cheese? I smacked it with Wellington and said, not for me, thank you very much, and went about my day. And at the time, I was working primarily as a fluffer.
This is, of course...
I like it when you talk. I don't even know why I'm laughing. My Willy's laughing.
Hello. Willie's laughing. That takes me back.
It's the music question for September. I want you to tell me which Seal song was my 100% belter on September the 16th this year.
Which, of course, means Kiss by a Rose by Seal.
Kiss from a Rose.
Ooh, good job, Hanson Lexin, because I've forgotten all the words and what letters go in them. That is correct. It was Kiss from a Rose. Now, I wasn't going to give you Kiss by a Rose. I wasn't going to give you it. Charity or no charity, I don't give one. So that's a J for John.
Charity or charity, he doesn't give one.
And question five.
Next week on Beginning Some Sentences.
Tuesday.
I don't know, you spoke Turkish, Polish.
I do. All right, Emery. One of the greatest moments in our flat there. All right, Emery. Beautifully timed.
Yeah, thanks. September this year saw the birthday of John Richardson, entertainer. Not to be confused with John Richardson, footballer.
Yeah.
But which football team does John Richardson, footballer, play for? Don't let him do it, Adam. Don't let him touch it on the internet.
Adam.
Cheat. Like, oi! Adam, five, hands four, my... three. You are such a cheating...
give me a
What's
clue.
A name that starts with ch? Give cheating me... Chad. Cheating Chad, that's what you are. I was going to say, but you're a cheating Chad.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Which football team does John Richardson, footballer, play for currently?
Oh, there's a gay league, isn't there? There is actually a gay league.
You'd know, pink T-shirt Marmite fan.
Yes, but there is a gay league, and I think he's a gay footballer. I think he plays for the Brighton Harriers or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think there is a John Richardson plays for the Brighton Harriers. I think it's really cool, a gay league. I think it's excellent. Like, all joking aside, I think it's really nifty.
I don't think so.
You don't think it's good? You
no.
Bigot. Why?
Because you're separating it then, aren't you? And you're just allowing the straight football league to go, Air Pufters is a separate league for you, so don't be coming in.
No, I think they did it themselves.
I think they should just have gay footballers.
It's beautiful. You should see it right out to the pitch.
Is,
ring, ring, ring goes the bell.
Any
zing, zing, zing goes my heart.
Separate league.
Yeah.
If they were good enough, they'd be in proper teams. So they're obviously a bit rubbish because they play in a separate...
No.
It's like
big,
saying there's a women's league. It's because they're not good enough to play for men's teams.
That's not exactly the case.
That's not true. But other ones are true like that. So they're obviously quite rubbish. You're just encouraging people to go and go, oh, God, these gays are rubbish at football.
Would it be easier if I went, yes, that's right, yes?
No, we can have a conversation about
no,
it.
But
I'm right and you're wrong. So it's easiest. That's why it's easiest if you say that.
Okay. I think you're wrong.
Well, why is it better for gay people to have a gay league?
I'm not sure it's better.
It's like, why don't we have gay housing estates and gay cars, and then the gays can do their own stuff.
Gay cars?
Yeah. Well, I think I already drive one of them.
Oh, Christ. We'll
stop going to it.
No. Guess what's happened, mother? Guess what's happened? I got drunk yesterday and bought one of them gay cars.
Have I turned into Terry Christian now, have I?
Fair enough. Oh, you silly little thing. Hang on, I just ring up Grandmama. Hello? Yes, he's bought a gay car. Yes, I did as well. Yes.
Why is it good for gays to have
like a pogo stick?
Well, it's not good. I think it's...
You just said it was good.
I think it's perfectly fine. I think it's quite... Because I think the reason why they formed it was because of the homophobic, bigoted nature of football, and they wanted to play football in a kind of a nice environment where they could listen to show tunes at half-time.
Yeah, exactly. You see, all these jokes come off the back of there being a gay footballer.
It's horrible,
he doesn't play for them, he plays for Exeter City.
All right.
And that was a joke about my birthday in September. Of course, my birthday being in September, I was 25. That means I was born in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to hear some sort of appropriate song for people like me who are out there.
Okay.
Just ordinary guys who weren't born in the 70s, but nor were they born in the 90s.
Okay. This is Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, aren't you witty. Do you want to know the current scores in the quiz of the year?
Mm.
Do you want it including that one we split 50-50 or excluding? That's a point of some... That's a moot point.
I like the way they say moot. I always say mute.
Do you?
Yes.
At times you have.
Yep.
The current
what vegetables would you like?
The current score...
Who are you?
Okay.
God, I must be sozzled. Can't even recognise my own son.
You owe...
Sorry.
You owe £92.50 to charity. And I owe £127.50.
Really? So I'm winning.
You're doing very well.
That was because of that big round I had.
And I'll be honest, October is probably going to go all right for you.
All right, nice.
Because I was really tired. And I may have got bored and stopped writing proper questions.
Well, should we have a song?
Well, no, let's chat a little bit and then have some news. And then we'll have a couple of songs after the news, probably. We'll be like, oh, news, is it? And then we haven't got any entertainment news. Then there'll be entertainment news. And then we'll go, they've got a song. There'll be a song. And then we'll go, oh, I wonder what other shows they're on, Six Music. They'll slam a trail in. Then we'll have another song.
Run into the wall now. He's gone. And they're all concentrating on something else.
They're off air now, though.
Yeah, this is your perfect
moment.
Doesn't
count, though, does it, off air?
Oh, really? Oh, so we got to wait till you're on air.
I think, yeah, well, it's got to be on air, but I still think as the show finale, we both do it.
Okay.
Yeah?
And then we...
But like a really slow one. We'll go over to look out the window and we'll both just casually walk into the window and they'll see us coming in and I think... They're gonna
but then we have to fall down. We have
oh,
to
down.
And then we crawl away and we leg it upstairs and we never speak of it again.
Yeah, good. All right.
Yeah, yeah,
agreed?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll both up our charity totals by 50 quid.
Okay.
You're going to ask me about this.
Will you join in as well? And you could donate some money to...
Yeah.
Or do you
hate
kids?
It'd be so funny if all three of us just walked in and then...
Walk and then sort of bend our top bodies back and go back.
We'll leave the microphones on so that people at home can hear the sound of us smashing into Stephen Merchant's pane.
Yeah.
And then we'll all leg it. And that'll be the end of the best show we've ever goddamn done on this here radio station. We'll change radio.
Yep.
It will become traditional that all radio shows will have to end with radio DJs smashing their face into windows. Ken Bruce, Jeremy Vine.
Mm. Well, that's it today. We talked about the time the European Union went metric. Smash!
Oh, crikey. Look, I've got my conch there. I've hit what? The news is apparently in 20 seconds.
Oh, you can feel the excitement, can't you?
You can.
People at home.
Let's count it down for fun. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, wait for it, 5.
Wait for it, ladies. Four, he doesn't know what comes after 3.
3.
Sandwich.
2. 1.
Right, that was the news. And then we had...
What happened?
Well, like all sorts, man.
Yeah? What?
Foxes and Sylvester Stallone was caught in a wheelie bin.
Yeah.
What songs do we have, man?
Duffy.
Duffy. Here, tell you what, right? That Duffy.
House of Love.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
We'll call him Brussels, where I come from.
Yeah.
We'll call a spade, and we'll call a hoo-a house.
You got to say hua, haven't you?
Hua. And you have to say homosexual.
H-U-R-M-U-R.
Herma.
But you would never, you know, you'd only say that if you were, you know...
Cheering them on.
Yeah.
Go on, the homosexuals. One. My favourite leg.
God, it's good, this.
He's good, that striker.
Yeah.
I don't like the midfielder, though.
No, he's a bit full on. That's no way to celebrate a goal.
No, he must be hot in that costume.
Yeah. And do you know, and maybe he's giving someone directions and they just go round and round and round initially.
A lot of back passes.
So, October, the quiz of the year. This is the last one. I didn't do November and December.
Why didn't you do that, man?
It's too recent. It'd have been too easy for you.
You sound backward.
Like me saying, what happened yesterday on December the
9th or whatever. Obviously, it was ages ago, so it's too recent.
Well,
so.
I can tell you, via the gift of...
Time travel!
Here we are, John. Yesterday. Nothing's really happening.
Okay.
Is the answer.
Come back.
Which means...
Correct.
Thank
well
you.
Done, you.
Thank you. Yeah,
well done, you. Didn't get any points, though, for being an ass. October. News question.
Can I just say that my highlight of the year was this?
Well, don't kiss your granny while she's shaving. I mean, as if it's going to be 7-1.
What maybe, was that maybe you just said?
I've heard that one before.
Take your feet off the table and give the cheese a chance is a better one.
What a year he's had.
It's amazing how sounds are so vivid. I remember where I was when I heard that on Five Live. I was driving up to Sheffield for some gigs and the M1 was a nightmare. I came off and I just got stuck in a village. I was just sat on the brow of a hill. You know, when you're on an angle in traffic. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, John, we all
he came on to predict his scores. He said that, and the whole world just got a little bit brighter. October.
Hey, John,
am I ever going to get to ask this goddamn question?
John, this is an interesting question, right? You know, you're doing quite well for yourself.
Should I just say I give it all to shame?
Wait. You're doing quite well for yourself. Do you know what I mean? You've got a bit of money in the bank now. Are you, going to leave the money to your family in a will?
I'll give it all to Shane.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Don, do you want to do another one? Right. Oh, John, you found a cake in the street. I have some?
John, you found a cake in the street. Can I have some?
I'll give it all to Shane.
Right. John, if you had to have sex with an animal...
I'll give it all to Shane. I'll give it all to... I'll give it all to Shane. If you really want to widen it out to other Shanes. Like, do you know what I mean? If you had to give your money to a famous Richie, which one would it be? I'll give it all to Shane. Yeah.
Which one of your favourite... which one of Amy Winehouse's songs is your favourite?
No.
Is it? John, what does no mean?
No.
Very broken of you. Do you ever think
that's
about...
That's the worst one you've ever done. Interrupt me to do what does no mean? No. That's supposed to be a joke. People are supposed to be laughing at home, are they? They're laughing at you, mate.
Oh, how harsh. John, do you ever think about sexually abusing a lady?
I'll give it all to Shane. Can I ask this question before it becomes completely irrelevant? From October 2007,
yes.
4 years ago as it was now, before
let's
you
play
started
a song.
Pressing those...
Let's play a song. go on.
Right, I'm making it really hard now.
Okay.
I'm taking information out of... there's a word. That word there is in the question, and now I'm scribbling it out to make
good news
question.
From Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
The question's harder now, so I hope you're happy for all this piddling about. Doris Lessing won which prize in October this year? Doris Lessing. Oh, he knows it.
What?
Does he know it? Oh, he's leant forward and flashed his boobies.
Isn't it the Nobel
Peace Prize?
You can look at me and say Nobel. I've got one, I'll show it you.
What would you do with your bell?
I'll give it all to Shane. Glad we've got that back in. People at home must be pining to hear that noise again.
I imagine they are, in case you are. Here it is, just one more time. Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. It was a Nobel Prize for Literature.
Correct. Well done, you.
It wasn't, was it? It was wrong.
So I got it right.
No, it was the Nobel Prize for Literature. You got
I
it wrong.
I said that.
You
no!
said Peace Prize. Listen to it back on the record.
Yeah,
you'll
we'll put that down
that...
as a wrong. Put it down
as
a wrong.
I'm putting it down as a wrong. Don't you worry, mate. It's down as a wrong.
Okay.
I'm doing it in two different colours. So should we crack on with this quiz?
Yeah.
Should I ask the first word of a question and then you press that button? Or shall I ask the whole question? Sport round now from October.
Oh, he doesn't like a joke, does he, ladies and gentlemen?
Which US sprinter...
Don't he get touchy?
Throw him out. No argument.
Which US sprinter handed back all their 5 medals from the Sydney Olympics in October this year after being found to be a smackhead?
Oh, what was her name? She wasn't a smackhead. We should clear that up.
Drug cheat, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Flojo.
It wasn't Flojo. Flojo, of course, competed in the 1988 Olympics.
And has the funniest name in sport history.
Incorrect. Fanny Blankers-Cohen. And when you used to watch her transfer sport, there goes Fanny Blankers. Excuse me, everyone. Did telly just say Fanny? It did. So I'll be in my room. It was... she is called Jones... I think I seem to have Morris Jones in my head, but I think that's wrong.
Oh, I can see
Mary Lou Jones.
Mary Lou Jones, incorrect.
Oh.
It was Marion Jones.
Marian. Oh, that's right. Morris Jones, that's right.
Yeah.
She's called Morris.
Is she?
She likes
it doesn't matter how much
honestly,
you widen your eyes at me. She's not called Morris.
I reckon she is.
I think you're thinking of Morris.
Hang on a minute.
There.
I've got on the line. Hang on. Hello. Is that Mary Lou? Hell no!
I'm just doing some drugs.
My name is Morris.
Pass me some of that smack and some of that crackling.
Jeez.
Question three, the music question. In October this year, which quiz show did... which chat show did Rufus Wayne... Ooh, I spat a bit there.
The Graham Norton Show.
Correct. Well done,
rack 'em up. Now, rack 'em up.
There is a downturn in the quality of the questions here, right, where I got really angry and tired and I'd had enough and I decided that this probably wasn't going to go very well anyway. I might as well just rattle it off.
Jennifer Ellison.
Question four, the Russell Howard Show question from October. Was it funny? Yes or no?
Was the show funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Good, excellent.
Correct. Well done, you.
And question five, October Schmucktober, true or false?
October Schmucktober. false.
No!
It's actually true.
Oh, well, no, it's not.
It's true. I've written true there. Well, October is true.
Doing the old news quiz.
Fair enough. That's the final scores, so you fill for a minute.
Okay, so you're probably sat at home thinking, who won? Who was the winner of this week's, well, not this week's, but the summing up of the year that we've had, what with today being the 30th of December and all.
So let's sort out what we're doing with that question. Are we splitting it?
Split it.
Split
the controversial question down the middle, like it were a peach, and we'll have half each. And we'll give half of that peach to cancer sufferers or orphans. John's doing that little thing when you tilt your head from one side to the next. I feel like an invigilator, and I have a boy before me, and he's scrabbling with his pieces of paper. His sweat is dripping down his head. He looks to the sky, thinking, wondering.
I'm pretty sure I've got the maths wrong.
Right.
I'll need to check this. But as it stands at the moment, Russell,
yep,
you owe £107.50.
Okay.
And I owe £137.50.
Okay.
And those will go half and half.
Well, we'll put those together. What we'll do, we'll double the money. That's what they always say at the end.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't.
And check the website for some sort of bank statement or something. I assume we'll have to prove we gave the money, or people will think that we're going to move to the Bahamas with it.
Oh, we're good guys.
We're good guys, but people don't trust good guys like you and I anymore because they don't believe they exist because there's so many goddamn bad guys
out
there.
Imagine that if in the next little advert, they're knocking around and you see you and me in the background just kind of counting out our money and just seeing the camera go... and then just running out of... shot. Those two on the radio show a little while ago.
I wish you could move to... It should add up to 250, shouldn't it?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I think either way...
50. No, I already took it out.
I've won. So I've won, is what we're saying. So.
Correct. Well done, you.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Well, what do you think of the year in general, Terry?
Excellent. Excellent. Good for you.
Mark, you been a fan of it?
That's your take.
Fair enough. That's one way of looking at it.
110, 140. That's fair, isn't it?
Yes.
And you've Adam has to pay £1,000.
Yes.
Again?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, well, we know what happens now, don't we? We all have a task to perform.
We do. We have to walk
Stephen
into...
Stephen Merchant's not on air at the
He's
moment.
He's not on air.
But I say we're going to have to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So the plan is that we walk slowly to the window.
Yes.
Adam, you're in charge of pointing as if you're pointing out... So not yet. As if you're pointing out some London landmark and you say, look, over there's the man, well, probably London, weeing in the street. That's what's going to be happening.
How's the man of London weeing in the street? That's handy.
You and I will nod, Russell.
Yeah, ooh, look at
and
that.
And then we'll all turn slowly, a la Anchorman.
He's writing the words, do the prank, you two.
And as if,
do it.
As if we're chatting, we'll walk slowly into the window. They're now on air, so Adam,
into
if you'd
that
like...
window.
Into yeah. that window and then fall to the floor.
While I'm pointing out that one.
Yeah, and then have a happy new year, everybody.
Okay. So here we go.
Here we go. We'll have to lead, Adam. Take us to the window.
Yep, take us to the window. Any second now, so it's going to be very awkward. They're getting ready. So, a little bit of silence.
Get in the Atmos. Oh, take us over.
So we're just going to wander over here. We're actually looking out the window. Oh, look at that old man of London having a little relieving session.
You wouldn't believe it, would
you? There's a chimney sweep tugging. Here we go.
It's big, isn't it, that?
Yeah, it's good luck.
So, that wheel's done then, lads.
So here we go. This is how we do it. If any one of you doesn't do this, right, I'll say this now. If any of you doesn't do this, they'll be held a failure. Yeah?
Okay.
Well, now, we've already got a corporate one of them. Yeah, so here we go.
No, all together.
They are actually on air now as well.
All together.
There we go. One, two, three.
BBC. Six. Music.